Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tarnisha. How may I help you?
Yes, Tanisha, I think I just got through talking to you. There's Virginia Reidenbach, and
Yes,
there's another,
ma'am.
yeah, there's another charge on my credit card for $67.32. I wanted to see what that's for.
All right, let me get that zip code again. Oh, goodness, everything is loading so slowly tonight.
What at those evenings, huh?
All right. That's Virginia.
Do you think these things are something I should get my credit card number changed? Because this is really strange.
Well, more than likely. Oh, wait, okay. So I did find another account for you. Okay, just waiting for everything to load up again. And let me get you to just verify that shipping address again for me.
6117 Stetson Cove Court, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right. Thank you for that. All right. So I have this account pulled up, and it looks like this is for the Platinum Ultra smartwatch. It was ordered back on the 14th, in which you paid the $574 shipping and handling. And it looks like it was on a five-day trial period as well. And you were billed back on June 18th, the $67.32. And that's also a discount membership fee for their online discount store as well. So it looks like this was a different offer that you went through.
This is really weird because I don't have any. I have an iWatch. I don't need another watch.
Okay, I can track it down. It does have a tracking number, so I can see when was that one delivered. All right, so according to the U.S. Postal Service, it was delivered on June 17th at 1:30 p.m.
That's really strange. And what it's for, some kind of club or?
Basically, the Platinum Watch at the time was a gift welcoming you to their online discount shopping store, in which they sent out a $125 voucher monthly.
I haven't gotten anything. If they're supposed to be sending the voucher, when would that be coming?
That voucher would have been sent back during the time when you originally placed the order, which would have been June 14th, because this order took place in June, and the charges as well.
Yeah, haven't gotten anything. I would it be full it to use on online or what? I mean, I don't really understand what's going on here.
Okay, so basically it's a gift code coupon. You go on a discount store and you can use that coupon to shop up to $125.
Well, I didn't get any coupon and I wouldn't sign up for this kind of stuff. So
okay, could it be a possibility that someone else placed the order?
Nope, I'm the only one with the credit card, and I don't sign up for stuff like this online.
Okay. All right, and could have been a possibility that it was something that might have been accidentally ordered.
I don't think so. Not if I'm supposed to pay $67.32 every month. There's no way I would pay that. I mean, I do all my shopping in person or through Amazon, so I really don't understand much of this.
Okay.
I think I will call my credit card, though, and have it changed. This is ridiculous, twice in one month.
We can go ahead and get this account canceled for you, and that will put a stop to anything else in the future. I can do a courtesy credit of 50% back into the account, but what I'll go ahead and do for you on today is I'll go ahead and talk to the supervisor and see if I can get you a full, okay?
Okay, that's okay. Now, do you think that, does this happen very often? Should I get my credit card changed, or is this just a fluky thing that it's twice in one month billing?
Okay, the only way to receive any products or sign up for any sweepstakes, it would have had to be signed up upon. Like, someone would have had to sign up for each one and use your information. I can verify all the information on the account to see if it matches what we have here. Can you verify an email address for me, please?
I have ginny.r@me.com.
That is correct.
And that's just my.
Okay, and can I get you to verify a phone number for me, please?
949-838-6533.
That is correct. That is what we have on file.
This is the strangest thing. Okay, we'll see if you can get that deducted, and I think I'm going to call my credit card company and have it changed. This is really strange, twice in a month. Okay, well, do you think you can have them deduct the $67.32?
Yes, ma'am. Allow me one moment. Let me speak to the supervisor.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, I did speak to the supervisor, and I can go ahead and put that full refund through for you on today. Allow it 2 to 3 business days to show back up into the account, and I also have a confirmation number for you as well to write down.
Okay, I have my pen.
All right, it's going to be CS and Charlie, 2606-10544.
Okay, let me repeat that, make sure I got it. It's C26081054.
That is correct.
Okay, great. Thank you so very much for your help, and I will get that credit card changed. This is just kind of strange, but thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a good one.